Welcome to Hive Mind. This is a pop culture pop-in. I am here with Emily. Hey, Emily.
Hi.
Emily, tell me about Rebecca Minkoff, our newest member of the Real Housewives of New York, or Roni, as they say in the biz.
Roni, shout out to my friend Allie for passing this information on to me because I was a little MIA. I went too far down the Bridgerton hold. I wasn't paying attention to real life gossip. But if it's true, if reports are true, Rebecca Minkoff, who you might remember from 10 years ago as a fashion designer, guess she still is.
What, how, what label was she designing for?
Rebecca Minkoff.
Oh, her, okay, got it.
Like, I vaguely remember her having bags in Nordstrom.
Like Tory Burch adjacent.
Yeah, they're like $300 bag,
Okay.
200.
Kate Spade-esque.
Yeah, let's call her Kate Spade-esque. That feels
Okay.
right. I thought she was a TJ Maxx, which my friend was like, she is not a TJ Maxx. Don't say that. And I'm like, I can't stop myself from saying it. I just okay, so Rebecca Minkoff supposedly hired on at a Real Housewife of New York, the reboot, they're redoing it. So also
Oh, wait. She's not on the Jenna Lyons cast?
no, that's the re that's what I call the
Oh, okay. Not Legacy.
not Legacy, the reboot, the new one, the Jenna Lyons cast. She's on that one. And also supposedly the first Scientologist housewife. Interesting.
I really, maybe there have been secret Scientologists. I just find it like shocking that we haven't had a Scientologist on any of the franchises until now.
Yes. That yes. I read a report that someone's like, my take on this, I hate this because no one in the cast is ever going to, because she's Rebecca Minkoff and her family have strong ties to Scientology, and she out in the street defending Scientology, very publicly, very known. And so this, I read this article in the Daily Beast where they were like, I hate this because I know no cast member is ever going to go toe to toe with her about Scientology, and it's just going to get like brushed under. Also, I don't know if you know this world, Scientology is wildly powerful in Hollywood. So how dumb would freaking Andy Cohen be if he let them like destroy Scientology on a show? He'd be an idiot. So he's not going to do that. So I do think it's kind of interesting. I had a good conversation yesterday with my friend Allie, who was like, it's so interesting to me that, Lisa Barlow has to defend Mormon 2.0 in front of the entire world because she gets called out on it regularly. But like, the Scientologist is definitely just gonna like float through the cracks. It's never gonna come up, even though it is a
I
huge.
mean, but if the fans know, she's definitely not gonna not have to address it, right? Like the fans are gonna let her have it on social media.
I think they will. I think they will, especially because she was like good friends with Danny Masterson.
Ooh,
Yeah.
ew.
I mean,
Yikes.
there's a lot to unpack about Rebecca Minkoff.
Are Ashton and Milo Scientologists?
I honestly don't know.
I
I don't think
don't
they
know
are.
that answer to that either.
I think they're just Scientologist apologist.
Ooh.
Word on this. Sorry, now we're on a tangent. But today, actually, or
That's this whole
yesterday,
podcast.
Christy, the woman who was a Jane Doe during the Danny Masterson trial, it was her birthday. She listened to Taylor Swift album and she started posting names of everyone out defending people and replying to comments. And she was like, keep your eye on Ashton. And she is out there just calling everybody out. And
Good
I'm
for her.
living for it. Good for her. She's like, it's my birthday. I'm going to do what I want. And this is what I want. I'm sick of people hiding in the woodwork. And while that is awful, the one good thing that I think is coming out of all of this is the renaissance of Topher Grace.
Okay, tell me how we're getting a renaissance of Topher Grace.
You probably don't remember this because heaven knows I didn't, but apparently all of the That 70s Show cast were friends but Topher Grace. And
Oh.
everyone for years had been like, Topher Grace is the problem. He thinks he's better than everyone, yada yada. Nope. Turns out Topher Grace may just be the only decent person on that cast.
I love Topher Grace. I love him in Ocean's 11. I liked him in that Dennis Quaid movie where he becomes Dennis Quaid's boss and dates his daughter.
Oh,
Not a bad
yeah.
movie, IMO.
Win a Date with Ted Hamilton?
Went on a Date with Ted
Come
Hamilton. Fantastic movie. Where did he go? Why don't know we have he was on some show. On ABC, maybe that I don't know if
he's on
anyone
the
in the
show.
world watched.
Wasn't he in that tennis movie?
Which one?
There was a tennis. Oh, remember he was in Black Klansman?
I
Totally
don't.
forgot. Home
I
Economics.
only watched the beginning of Black Klansman.
Oh, you should watch it. It's good.
Okay.
He was in Home Economics, was the TV ABC TV show of which you spoke. Yeah, look, I like Topher Grace. He's likable. He's, you know, I think he has a self-awareness that we saw in Ocean's 11 that I liked. He was on Workaholics once, and I thought that was pretty fun. He's been on Drunk History. He does these like fringe
Drunk History. It's a great
but
show.
I'm like, when people will do these kind of like fringe stuff just for like fun. Oh, he went on this sketch comedy show I love called Comedy Bang Bang. Mm. And there's something that makes me think they're likable.
Comedy Bang Bang is the one show where I was like, this is so many levels of humor. I don't think I can keep up.
You can't. But it's where I got the biggest crush on Kid Cudi. That's what happened.
Oh,
what happened
yeah.
To me. So don't watch it. I don't want to have a huge crush on Kid Cudi. Whoa, wait a minute. Topher Grace was an Interstellar? Okay.
He was?
Yeah.
Oh boy, I could totally that. That movie I watched, and then I immediately like,
yeah,
deleted it from my brain. Hit delete, copy paste, delete.
Couldn't tell you a single fact about it. Someone told me the other day because Anne Hathaway was in it. I was like, Anne Hathaway was in her Interstellar?
I do remember her getting stuck on a planet where time is like sped up, and 7 minutes is like 50 years or something. I don't know.
No memory of it. Anyway, Topher Grace vindicated. Christy. This woman, I think her last name is Brixley, vindicated. I mean, I love to see a vindication. I live for it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
For Grace, they, you know, everyone was like, he's really isolated. He doesn't connect with anyone. And turns out.
He didn't want to because they were a bunch of a-holes.
Good Company, the tennis movie I was talking about, was the same movie with Dennis Quaid. And, and Scarlett Johansson, by the way.
In Good Company.
In Good Company.
Yeah, I forgot Scarlett Johansson was the daughter in that. Yeah.
Yeah, he was. It's a fun movie. I liked that movie. I'm going to watch it. Good for you, Topher Grace. We're rooting for you, bud.
You sent me a TikTok that I believe was a Jimmy Buffett memorial.
Hey, you guys, Meg and I are a week later than we were going to be. Guess what? Life happens. We do this for free. So let's go back to last week. Jimmy Buffett, they had a huge Jimmy Buffett memorial concert at what's that LA thing that it's open air? What's it called?
Hollywood Bowl.
The Hollywood Bowl. Thank you so much. The most random. Where in the world were you going to see Snoop Dogg, Harrison Ford?
Will Arnett.
With the most offensive tan I've ever seen him. Will, you need to cool it, bud. You got to cool it.
Paul McCartney holding.
Margarita.
Pina colada. Oh, margarita.
Jack Johnson. Okay.
That was Jack Johnson.
Where'd you come, bud? Where have you been?
Okay. Brent
Carlisle, Sheryl Crow. I mean, the weirdest group of people.
It's I need a kidney now. He needs a kidney.
But they all just love Jimmy Buffett.
Who doesn't love Jimmy Buffett?
Everyone. Everyone loves Jimmy Buffett. I love that him and Snoop Dogg, the weed is their common friendship.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A lot of people talked about how Jimmy Buffett smoked weed. Good for him. Good for Snoop Dogg. Whatever makes you happy. I loved it so much. I love seeing Paul McCartney getting loose, singing Wasted Away again in Margaritaville.
We went on our honeymoon to Key West, which is like Margaritaville. Like that was, you know, Jimmy Buffett's turf. And I have never seen more boomers in Hawaiian shirts in my entire life. Plastered at 11 a.m. Just like debauchery.
Absolutely plastered.
People in like the oldest demographic.
The 130 Rock episode that I'm like, this is the most true I've ever seen is when Jenna becomes a Jimmy Buffett of sorts.
Yeah.
And it felt so accurate to that entire crowd. Anyway, it was really fun to see all those people in one place. I loved it. Jimmy Buffett, RIP, you gave us some good tunes, bud.
We need more benefit concerts.
John Bon Jovi, that was someone else up there. That's where I was like, John Bon Jovi? What is happening?
We need more, but less offensive, do they know it's Christmases? We need more reasons for a bunch of rando musicians and Hollywood stars to be in a room singing together. Poorly.
Sorry,
singing
I forgot
poorly.
Two facts. One, Pitbull was there.
Pitbull was there, yeah.
And Pitbull sang with John Bon Jovi. I don't know if you've watched that. Chaos. I don't understand it at all. Loved it. The other thing I learned through the Jimmy Buffett Revisited concert was that in November, there was a song with Paul McCartney and Jimmy Buffett called My Gummy Just Kicked In that they made together. And I just feel like, tell your parents, you know, make sure they know who they're fans of.
They'll love it.
Go ruin your parents' life.
Great. What is the second TikTok you sent me? Watching it live on air.
I have no memory.
Oh, it's Nicola. She knows the Chick-fil-A girl.
Meg and I just did a bonus episode, Bridgerton. If you don't know, now you know. Bridgerton is a passion of mine. The books, not the show. But if I can
talk, I'm sorry, I'm going to interrupt you and say that you show up to every Bridgerton episode with at least 5 pages of notes. To not call that a passion is fraudulent, IMO.
Right. It's a passion of mine. I describe in depth to Meg what's happening and why it's wrong according to the books. Anyway, we have a good time, and I love, like everyone should, Nicola, you go listen to the bonus. We talk about it.
We'll link to it.
It's fun.
In the episode description. I consider you the foremost Bridgerton expert, so honored to have you on the pod. Monica Garcia is having another baby.
Yeah, who saw that coming? All of us. But
I didn't, I'll be honest. I was not expecting that.
I think, I know I'm going to get sued by Monica one day. I think she'll do anything for attention, so that's why I wasn't surprised. It was baby or a cancer. One was getting announced.
It's a little early, I feel like. I think she's like 7 weeks.
Yeah, she's newly pregnant. She went on the Nick Viall.
Every time I listen to Nick Viall's podcast, part of me dies. But like, it's essential research for journalism.
Absolutely.
I had to listen to Tom Schwartz on Nick Viall's podcast last week, and I hated it. But I was like, this is my American duty to listen to this.
Yeah, exactly. She went on there, which that's why I'm saying it was going to be a baby or cancer, because I think she felt like she had to announce something, or why would she be on there?
Right.
What was the point? So she went on and was like, yes, I'm 7 weeks pregnant. Yes, and this baby daddy is 29.
Mm-hmm. She just turned 40.
She says, I think she's 39 or 40. She's almost 40 if she's not 40 yet. Where did she meet him? Thanks so much for asking. I don't know if you remember when her and Heather went snowmobiling. I don't. I sure don't. They do a lot of winter activities in the Real Housewives of Salt Lake. But apparently they went snowmobiling, and apparently he runs the snowmobiles.
So happy for those two. That will be her fifth baby.
I don't know if I am happy for them. You know what? I hope she stays healthy and happy in her way.
We're not done seeing Monica. Monica will be back.
Monica will be back. Absolutely, Monica will be back. Monica, why doesn't your face foundation match the rest of your skin? It really bothers me. It really bothers me a lot. Like, you're totally two different skin tones. And I just need someone to be a friend to her and tell her, your foundation's too orange.
Well, it sounds like you're that friend.
Why are you so orange, girl? What are you... It looks like she is crushing up Doritos, nacho cheese, and just using that as a foundation.
Maybe a bad spray tan.
Just so bad. Someone help her out.
Young Gravy got a new dog.
Yeah. I found out something about myself, Meg. I'm a hoe for dogs. If anyone gets a dog, immediately I'm a fan of them. Immediately, if you save a dog, I got way into Dave Portnoy, someone I previously had no opinion about any. At all, but he recently rescued a dog and then started donating. His dog, Miss Peaches, is a viral, okay? But he started donating funds from a Miss Peaches merch line to dog shelters. So now I'm on the streets just defending Dave Portnoy. Again, someone I don't think I respect that much, but now I do. He's completely swayed me. And then Young Gravy, he found a dog in a dumpster. And now I'm like, I'll defend Young Gravy till the day I die.
He found a dog in a dumpster? That's so sad.
On the street from him. He found a dog in a dumpster. He took it home. Guess what? He kept it.
What kind of dog?
Black and brown.
Okay.
I mean, it's a dumpster dog. I think it could. It looks like it could be a little Doberman-esque.
Okay.
Most dogs dumped in dumpsters have a little pit bull on them. Miss Peaches, yeah. The Portnoy's dog, she's a pit bull. She's so cute. Anyway, if you ever think, how could I curry favor with Emily? Because clearly everyone wants that. Just adopt a dog. And I will defend you forever.
When we got Mabel, our dog, you sent a bark box, which was such a delight. And it had her two favorite toys to this day. There's a UFO and a alien wearing a shirt that says, "Take me to your dog."
Yeah, I love dogs. I love dogs. His dog's name is Hendrick.
Aww.
Anyway, news
that shocked the universe last week. The Golden Bachelor couple, the first ever Golden Bachelor couple, are getting divorced after 3 months. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, look, if you are in your 70s and you're getting divorced after 3 months, things had to have been BAD bad, bad.
1,000%. Like, what happened?
And what they said in their official, I think it was Good Morning America interview, was that they both wanted to be near their families. Their families are in two different places. They just couldn't find real estate that worked for them. And I'm like, bull, there's no way that's the reason.
I heard they didn't see eye to eye about her job. And she makes money, right? Like, he's a cameraman.
She makes money. He has none. It was a recipe for disaster.
He had no money?
Like, not significant wealth.
Oh, but she did.
Yeah.
And did you watch The Golden Bachelor?
Yes. Was I paying attention the whole time? No. Did I find it a little boring?
Sure. Of course.
Yeah.
Okay. So is he a bit of a dirty dog? Maybe. I heard rumblings on the street that he possibly like had a different girlfriend.
The week of the finale, this episode or this article comes out. Was it The Cut? It was some cut-like publication. Maybe Variety. And they had an interview with an ex-girlfriend who said they were together for a very long time, broke up not long before the show. He got very weird about her, would criticize her weight, was like very weird about the way the house was kept, and that he wasn't a restaurateur. Like he said, he like ran a franchise for like Chili's or something, which no shade, but not what he represented himself as. So that really soured the whole finale and then the wedding. And now after this, it's like, oh no, yeah, he's a dirty dog. Like, he's for sure no good.
Yeah, it does sound like I heard on a podcast, because they were like, neither of them can leave their families. But I heard on a podcast whose source, you're going to love this, whose source is a son who has a girlfriend that's friends with Jerry's youngest granddaughter.
Okay. Cool.
That's the source. He's saying he wanted the divorce because she was too uppity for him and used the example of she wouldn't pump her own gas and hated where he lived. Everyone in the state of New Jersey knows you legally can't pump your own gas. Someone else has to pump it for you. She's just following the rules.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, I hope that's why they got divorced. You know what? I wouldn't want to leave my family. Who's this man? He's a stranger. Those are my kids. Those are my grandkids. I don't know him.
Yeah. And why are you so persnickety about stuff like whether or not I pump my own gas? Like, let it go.
Yeah. You know what, Jerry? I think Jerry probably got what he deserved.
I agree. Victoria Beckham turned 50 and the Spice Girls reunited at her party to sing Stop.
Ugh, I loved it.
Rumors are they might go on a reunion tour, and I'm going to do everything I possibly can to be a part of that.
Yes, very much yes to that, and still know every single word to that stuff right now. Don't you
thank
know?
Thank you very much.
I need
somebody with a human touch.
Hey, you. Anyway, I loved it. I love what a fan David Beckham is of the Spice Girls. He's a fan.
He adores his wife and her girl group.
He loves it. I love Victoria Beckham turning 50 and just getting absolutely wasted to the point she has to get a piggyback out. I think this is a woman who drove to school in a Rolls Royce and still knows how to live. She knows how to live, and she's living right.
I only watched the first episode of their documentary and then I got distracted, but they are very charming.
Oh, agreed. I like them. I've got absolutely nothing. I hope nothing ever happens bad with the Beckhams. I like them.
I love that their kids have zero talent whatsoever and are still famous.
Oh, one of them, they're hot. Like, one of them's especially really hot.
Brooklyn Beckham has tried being a chef And he's tried being a photographer. His photography book is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Bless him. Like, that's the kind of nepo baby I want. A
Yeah.
nepo baby who has no talent whatsoever, but still gets attention and likes that attention.
And he married a Nepo baby too, so they're doubling down on Nepo.
Yeah, he married Nicola Peltz, whose dad just tried to take over Disney and failed, but like billionaire guy in Florida. So
I
good
think
for
my favorite
them.
part about Brooklyn was that he was so committed to being a photographer, he got a tattoo of a camera. Good
To
for
be
you.
fair, every hipster in 2010 did the same thing,
I
so.
think Romeo's the model. And I do believe like there's one of like they're all attractive, of course, but there's one that's like, oh my gosh. And I think it's
Sure.
Romeo. He's
Okay.
real attractive. And from what I understand, he is maybe a little bit of a football player too. And he's like hot.
Ooh. Can you imagine if he wasn't and his name was Romeo?
You really got to think about this when you're naming your
Like,
kids.
if you have a kid named Romeo and he's an Uggo, you got to get that name changed.
Yeah, you can't have, he kind of looks a little bit like Justin Bieber.
Wait. Oh, ay caramba.
Okay, get it, Romeo.
Okay, I need to read you this headline, which to me, I was like, is this a Mad Lib that someone filled out when they were drunk? Drake calls Taylor Swift the biggest gangster in music in new Kendrick Lamar diss track with AI Tupac.
Huh?
Right. So Drake and Kendrick Lamar are apparently in a rap battle and are releasing diss tracks, but because of Taylor Swift's Dead Poet Society release, they've had, I know it's not called that. They're like a pausing their feud, and Drake has had to wait an additional week for Kendrick Lamar's response to his latest diss track. And also, he used AI Tupac's voice in the diss track, which is obviously controversial because Tupac is not alive. Or is he?
Huh? Why would anyone want to get into a diss battle with Kendrick Lamar? Even I know he's like the best.
He's so much more talented, right?
I think Drake is rap music for suburban moms.
Yeah. This is like me challenging Heidi Klum to a runway walk-off.
Yeah, which you should do and let me know when it happens because I'd
I
love to
will.
see
You'll
that.
be
I
there.
love
You'll
to
be
see
there.
that in real time. Yeah, I don't get anything that's happening, and I don't know why Taylor Swift's involved. And I also feel like, don't you think Kendrick Lamar is like, wait, when did Taylor Swift come into this?
Yeah, and she kind of didn't. It's just that Drake is accusing Kendrick Lamar of stalling his diss track because Taylor Swift's album release took up all the oxygen in the music industry.
Well, yeah, so you're accusing Kendrick Lamar of being strategic?
Exactly,
Okay.
exactly.
You know what, Drake? I don't think you should play the game Risk. I don't think it's for you. I don't think that's a good game for you.
No, steer clear of any like role-based intense skill needed board games.
Like, I don't fully know why all the kids make fun of Drake, but I know I will absolutely make fun of him too for social Darwinism's sake.
Yeah, sure. All the best to Drake, I guess. Keith McNally, remember when Keith McNally came for James Corden because James Corden's wife ordered a yolk only omelet and there was like a little bit of white in it, and then Keith McNally went on Instagram and was like, I hate James Corden. And then he apologized. And then he was like, I hate James Corden again. Well, he did that again, but for Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez.
Now tell me two things. Who's Keith McNally?
He's a restaurateur. He owns Balthazar in New York,
Yes.
which was
And
like big 20 years ago. I went last time I was in New York. It was so fun. And I saw Keith McNally there, which was a big moment for me. I believe he's relocated back to London and he has a book coming out, which like this a two could be part of that strategy. But yeah, he's not afraid to dish it out on social media, and he's done that here.
okay, and now tell us who Lauren Sanchez is. I know, of course,
Of
I
course, Lauren Sanchez is Jeff Bezos' new wife. Okay. I feel like I have my facts about her a little jumbled in my brain, but I think that she was a journalist. For some reason, she like has a helicopter pilot's license. And Jeff Bezos has like the bust of a woman on one of his yachts, and it's Lauren Sanchez's bust.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she was a news anchor.
News anchor. Okay, yeah.
I remember
Okay.
that. Yeah.
So
Okay.
they are new, now married, and there's this photo of them. I believe it was at the White House dinner with the Prime Minister of Japan. Is it Prime Minister or President? Prime Minister, I think. And Keith McNally posts a photo of Jeff Bezos with his wife, Lauren Sanchez, and it's admittedly like not their best angle. Like her lips look kind of crazy. She's in like a very deep cut dress, made like to look more deep cut by the angle. And here, let me read this. What a bizarre looking couple. Is this what having $1,000 billion does to people? Which, like, okay, why post that? Whatever. But what's really funny is all of these celebrities who are coming to her defense, which is like Barbra Streisanding the problem, right? Like, who was paying attention to this post until all these celebrities started to respond? So Chrissy Teigen says she's actually incredibly dynamic, accomplished, and kind, and everyone who knows her would say the same. Jerry Seinfeld's wife, Jessica, said, "This post is a reflection of your twisted, pitiful, and hideous mind. Lauren has twice the character you do." So, like, they're coming to this woman's defense, and I'm like, is it because they need money? Like, is Lauren Sanchez going to loan them money?
But also, I think they just hate Keith McNally.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But don't bring attention to the problem.
Yeah, I guess I could see it both ways. Meg, if someone was in the streets being like, you and your husband, look at this smug couple, they're disgusting. I'd be like, whoa, you're disgusting. So
Yeah.
I could see myself getting down. Maybe also Chrissy Teigen was triggered because she's always getting bullied.
Well, she's been a bully too.
She is those who bull. She been there and done that.
Hurt
Absolutely.
people hurt people, as they say.
Yeah, she is a bully. I also love that part of Jessica Seinfeld though too. Isn't like he badmouthed my editor in the restaurant like a month ago, which I thought was also interesting. It just maybe feels like in the celebrity world, everyone just hates Keith McNally. He might just be the worst person around.
Yeah, I think that he's unpredictable and will really tell people what he thinks of celebrities, and they're terrified of him.
Yeah, I think they probably are. And you know what though? I don't like that he's being this mean because I did like his James Corden slander. I was there for that. I don't like James Corden. Don't ask me why. It's just a feeling I get, okay? So I was like, yeah, drag him. But then he got too mean. That's the thing. It's a fine line.
Yeah,
And
I don't think you should ever come after someone's appearance. I think that that's like just a really bad idea.
in 2024, we should all know a little better.
Yeah. And yet here he is out in the streets.
Keith, clean it up, bud. I'll go
Clean
to
it up, Keith.
Bowser.
About this, it was so fun. The food was like fine, but like it's like the waiters like are wearing French aprons and they're refilling your water the minute you take a sip. It's like very like was fancy 20 years ago in a way I really like.
I gotta get there. Do you think someone pay for me to go there?
Subscribe to our bonus feed so we make more money. And because we just recorded an episode that is a Bridgerton season 3 preview, we can't wait. That's it from us today. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back hopefully next week soon. We'll be back soon.
Bye.
Bye.